app. Now let's bring in an NBA champ, one of my favorite sitters here with the Warriors. He's as cool as they come. And let me tell you, when it comes to fashion, I don't think anybody dresses better than Zaza Pachulia. I really don't, man. He's got the swag. He joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Zaza, Mr. Nothing Easy Pachulia, what's up, my man? Good morning.
Good morning. Top of the morning to you guys. How we doing?
Oh, we're doing good, man. We're happy that this day finally came, and I'm happy that Clay's going to receive the love that he deserves, as he's a four-time champ, of course, one of the most iconic Warriors we've ever seen. But Zaza, when you came over in free agency, you became a member of the Golden State Warriors. We, as fans, we all noticed that you and Clay clicked right away. Right away. What was it about Clay when you joined the Golden State Warriors, when you first met him? Why did you guys click so well?
Well, he's unique personality, Vontae. He's so authentic. You know, sometimes, yeah, you're going to see, you know, you ask him questions and he's going to respond total different answer. Nothing has to do with a question, right? Sometimes he's going to be later in practices. Sometimes he missed the practices, you know, and then next day he dropped 60, right? So my thing is, he's so authentic. He's not playing. He's pure. He's pure heart. I just love the guy. You know, and he's a professional. He loves the game. He's always takes it seriously. You know, that's the type of teammate you want to have. And of course, my personal side, Vontae, you know, and, you know, for the big man, it's important to have a great shooters. And, you know, he would make me look good out there with me setting the screens for him. And he would just make those threes. That bond came right away. So love the guy. He's awesome. And then I'm so excited for him. Actually, tonight he's going to come play first time in Chase. It's not going to be easy, as Big Zaza says, nothing easy, yeah. But you know, it's going to be very emotional. I'm pretty sure. Even though he sounded pretty calm, at the interview after the last day game, after the last game, but, you know, I'm excited for tonight because we're going to show him everyone from, you know, from the Warriors, you know, employees to his old teammates to Dub Nation. We are going to show him love that he deserves, and it's going to be a celebration.
What was something that surprised you when you met him as a teammate and you got to know him on the court, off the court, personality wise, demeanor? Because I think, you know, from afar, we learn so much more when we work with someone every single day. And from afar, we can make judgments that are completely wrong. What was something that maybe you learned about him?
Well, you know, we all have our own personalities, right? And, you know, one thing actually that shocked me was how shy he is actually off the court. Yeah, there was something he, you know, you expected from the probably rookie or youngster, but you know, he was already late 20s, and how shy he was after experiencing all on and off the court. You know, he was pretty shy. So that was kind of surprising, but like I said, we all have, you know, strength and weaknesses. I don't want to call it weakness to be shy, but like, I'm pretty sure he would have enjoyed more off the court life if he was not as shy.
You know, what is something that fans don't know enough about Klay Thompson, other than being shy? Or actually, no, but let's switch that up. What did you know us about Klay when he embraced his stardom in the latter half of his, because all of a sudden he becomes a shy guy, Zaza, he's a champion, but all of a sudden we start seeing his personality. Toaster Klay, China Klay, he's going on tour in China, having a lot of fun. The scaffolding Klay in New York City. What did you notice about him once he embraced his stardom in the latter half of his career with the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was not, he just doesn't know how to play the games. He doesn't play games, you know, just like whatever, this high authenticity, the word you use. I mean, that to me, if somebody asked me like to describe the Klay with one word, that's probably the word I would use, right? So, and you know, he has the personality too, and he has a sense of humor as well. And when you combine, I think it's a great combination of values and you know characteristics he has, Vontae. And then, you know, he's so caring when he comes to, he's a winner. Like, I'm telling you, like, When I was playing, I didn't have to worry about Klay missing games, or, you know, there were a couple of times he got hit or he fell on the floor pretty bad. I knew he was going to get up and kept playing, and he was not going to leave the court. So, and there was a trust factor on the court as well. I mean, you knew he was going to give you his 100%. And I mean, to be loved this much as he is, and of course we have Steph and Draymond as well, but since we're talking about the Klay, it doesn't come that easy, you know, and you know, it's constant every day proving the fans that you're there to represent them, you're there to get them to win and make them proud. And I think for those 13 years, he did it. He did it in the best ways possible. Mm-hmm. Always a pro, always was caring and loved, you know, loved, appreciated, you know, the support from outside. And, you know, when you bring all these things together, Vontae, you know, that's what then, you know, you put yourself in a situation where you're going to get a statue, you're going to get the numbers retired, you're going to get the love that he's going to get tonight. And, yeah, you'll be missed. And you'll be never forget him.
Zaza, I feel like nobody's been able to kind of like pin him down in terms of his outside interests. Like, we know he's got the boat, right? And we know he'll do the tours in China and whatnot.
Well, it's hiking, Chasky.
If he wasn't a basketball player and you had to guess, what do you think he would have done?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think actually when he got injured, and, you know, him and I, we were talking a lot and kind of brainstorming. So I could tell he was getting bored, right, without basketball. And, you know, that was, yeah, rehab and et cetera. But, you know, he wanted some activity, some action. And, you know, him and I, we were talking about, like, says, Klay, what do you want to do? Like, you know, what would you be passionate about besides basketball? So, you know, first thing came out with the video games, if you guys remember. So maybe he was going to be a 2K player. Who knows? But that's the first thing came out. Like, you know, so how about like me getting into the video games? That way I don't have to move around. And he got into it. And it seems like, you know, he enjoyed it for a minute. I don't think he plays as much as he used to when he was the hurt and going through the rehab. But maybe, you know, maybe still in the sports because love of the game he has, and now love of the sports overall he has. You know, he's pretty good at golfer as well. He watches baseball, obviously, because of his brother. You know, he watches football as well. I've seen him, you know, throwing some passes during the practices or after the practices. So, with the football, not the basketball, with the football. So, you could tell he's an athlete, you know, so for sure he was going to be do some kind of sports.
You know, Festus just joined us, and he said he was shocked at Klay's dance moves. Now, have you ever got out in Klay? Can you attest, though, to what Festus just said, that Klay Thompson can actually boogie on the dance floor?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's funny you saying about that. I remember in Cleveland when we won the 2017 championship, we were together. Obviously, we were spread out, you know, throughout the Morton Steakhouse restaurant that we shut it down. It was a lot of people. But, so, you know, Klay and I, Klay's family, my family, we were right next to each other. So I remember we had this circle, and every person had to go in the circle and show their moves. Don't ask me about my moves. It was horrible, but maybe not. But, you know, I remember the Klay brought some surprise. The Klay surprised lots of people, so he can definitely dance.
How hard is this for the guys on the team, though, like Steph and Dre today? Because I think we keep saying it's going to be hard for Klay, and it is. Right. But how hard is it for some of those guys as well? Like, you got to play a basketball game, but also you do care about this individual. How difficult is it from the Warrior perspective?
Well, that's a professional, Jeff. You know, like, this guy's not young. They've been through a lot. And, of course, there are so many players who were part of this, you know, dynasty and part of the success in championship years, and the last came back, and luckily and gratefully, I was the one who got amazing love when I got my ring, when I came with the Detroit. And, you know, those are the days, the moments, and, you know, seconds that you're never going to forget. Very emotional. But, you know, Klay's in a different boat. I mean, it's different level, let's be honest. You know, I think these guys have some kind of experience, but like this magnitude, you know, for someone like Klay Thompson to come back and just to treat him as an opponent and play the game, I'm sure it's not going to be that easy for our guys, even for Coach Kerr, right? Can you imagine always been in your team and you drew the plays for him. You're thinking about how to get Clay to open shots and the good quality shots. And now you have to guard him and you have to think about how to defend this guy. So it's not going to be a normal day, I'm pretty sure. But end of the day, we are professionals. You know, expectation is for us to go out there and perform and try to get a win. Our team has been playing really, really well. Amazing road trip we had. And we want to, you know, keep going, keep rolling, because we talked about at the beginning of the season how important it is to have a great start, that way we can build on it. And, you know, last year, for example, where we're trying to, you know, make it and, you know, get in the picture, just didn't work as well. There's so many good teams, so many talented players out there. So we talk about have a good start. So, you know, we're going to try to win today's game. And by the same time, I think that before the game, you know, from the point where Bob's going to enter in the Chase Center, the way Clay's going to be, we're going to show him lots of love. And, you know, even during the game, we're going to salute to Clay. Obviously, we have some surprises and we got some moments for him to really celebrate. And, you know, fans show the appreciation to this guy, what he has done to this franchise and to this city.
Zaza Pachulia, Warriors front office assistant here on the Morning Ross on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. A couple more for you, Zaza. What was it like for you? Because I know you played on Orlando, Milwaukee, Atlanta, but what you spent a long time in the ATL. What was it like going back to Atlanta when you're a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, going back for the first time to the ATL after you had some iconic moments? Of course, nothing easy came from Atlanta as you took the Celtics to seven games. What was it like going back to Atlanta for the first time as an opponent?
It was brutal. It was very difficult, probably the hardest moment I remember. I'm never going to forget it, those couple days, actually. And, you know, by the way, every player is taking that kind of moment differently. You know, for some of them motivates and, you know, they drop 30, 40, 50. You know, some amazing players actually show up and, you know, end up with a single digit, you know, in scoring. My situation was I was very nervous. I was very excited. And for some reason, we ended up in Atlanta two nights before the game because we were on a road trip. And I remember I had zero sleep in those 48 hours. Wow. Zero. I couldn't sleep. You know, it was so emotional, you know, with entering in the arena and, you know, starting with ushers. And, you know, 8 years is like half of my NBA career. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the attachment and, you know, relationships and, you know, feeling I have towards that city and every single employee and every single player. So it was very difficult. And I remember I had, you know, pretty rough game and going back to airport after the game. And as soon as I sat on my seat on the plane, I just crashed it. I fell asleep right away. Because I was exhausted. I was exhausted emotionally. I was exhausted. And my feelings were all over the place. And I was just glad it was over. But that was just me. You know, like I said, different players say different. There's nothing right or wrong. I mean, I don't think any player should be judged because of the performance, right? Yeah. So you're not part of the organization anymore. You're not part of the team. You know, it's very difficult moments, and you should not be judging anyone until you get to the situation, because, like I say, different people react different ways.
How difficult was it for you? I mean, you're not going to speak on behalf of Clay, but just navigating all of this, new team, coming back home, like all of that stuff with your family, right? You know, like you've seen things said online, seen things at podiums, and they have their feelings and they want to speak on your behalf. And I know he doesn't have a wife and kids, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have an extended family, like his brothers and his dad and his mom and all that stuff. How difficult was it for you to navigate the family aspect of all of this?
Jesse, one thing helped me actually in those kind of situations that I'm not sad it's over. I'm glad it happened. And, I always look at it that way, right? Where we're lucky and we're grateful to be experiencing what we experience. And, you know, we're grateful for the people who showed us some love, especially someone being from different country overseas. You know, it felt like home. And that feeling was because of the people you were surrounding with. So you're very great. Should be very grateful for that. But yep. At the same time, life goes on. Life is beautiful. You know, life is great. And, you know, for Clay, he's still playing for an amazing franchise, for Dallas Mavericks, and I'm very familiar with the franchise. I played there before I joined the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
He's in great hands. I know J.K. really well. I know his coaching staff. I know Luka, you know, from playing against each other in European championships. So he's in a great situation, and he has no reason not to be happy, right? And he should be grateful. That's how we should look at it. That's why I don't want to, you know, be sad about it. But I just want to celebrate and thank him for everything he has done for this franchise. And I always say that with you guys in previous interviews, one of the reasons I love this game of, you know, basketball is because of the friendships. And we're still friends, no matter what. Yes, during the 48 minutes, we're going to try to beat each other and, you know, win the game. But after the game, it's a friendship. I still talk to him. You know, I talked to him last night. Right. So the friendship is the most powerful thing and most important thing. I don't know, because I'm only child and I grew up surrounded with amazing friends. But I'm pretty sure it's the same for you guys. Like, friendship is so valuable. That's why I love this game. So, you know, friendship is forever. Yeah. The ball going to stop bouncing at some point, obviously, you know, for some people, if they're lucky, they're going to play until 40. For some people, it ends early, but it doesn't matter. We have so much more, you know, life to live. And, you know, nothing better than to live with an amazing friend.
Well, we can't wait for tonight, man. It's going to be emotional. All 18,000-plus fans get a Captain Clay hat. At one point, they're going to all take their hats off, Captain Clay hat, to salute Clay Thompson. A great video tribute. Steph Curry's going to speak, and there's going to be many, many more surprises, as Zaza Pachulia just teased here on The Morning Roast. Zaza, I can't wait to see you later. And as you just said, it's a celebration of Clay Thompson. Nothing to be sad about. Life does move on, and we hope the best for him. But the Warriors are rolling right now, 80 to win, 8-2 through the first 10 games, coming off that great road trip. Zaza, you're the man. Always love talking to you, man, here on the roast. See you later, buddy.
See you guys tonight.
Thank All right, Zaza. Zaza Pachulia with some great perspectives there. It's from D. Wright.